Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The 28th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, give to God what he cannot give to himself. In this Sunday's Gospel reading from Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, why do 9 out of the 10 healed lepers not return to Jesus to thank him? Maybe they had run off to tell their families and friends about the miracle. Perhaps they were busy trying to convince their families and friends that they really had been healed and were now safe to be around. Or maybe they were preoccupied getting jobs to support themselves, now that they could no longer live in the charity-funded leper colony. All good and valid reasons. What was different about the Samaritan leper, the one who did return? The difference was in his spirit. His faith in Jesus saved not only his body, but also his spirit. He appreciated the healer, not just the healing. He didn't seek help from the Lord only for his own sake. He went to him for God's sake. He had something he could give to Jesus, his appreciation, his praise, his worship, and he wanted to give it. Are we like that? When we go to Mass, do we go only for our own sake, or do we also go for God's sake? The best experiences in church happen when we do both. Do you give Jesus your appreciation when he comes to you in the Eucharist? Do you delight him with the way you worship? Does it look like you're glad to be there? When we pray for our needs, do we make our requests only for our own sake? Or do we want our prayers answered for God's sake too? Think about what you're seeking from him. How helpful could that be to God's kingdom? When we accomplish a goal, does God benefit from it? When he helps us through a trial, what is his reward? We all have something that God cannot give to himself, our praise and our worship. Please don't ever underestimate the value of these important gifts. Here are some questions for your personal reflection. What was the most recent prayer that God answered for you? Have you been too busy to kneel at the feet of Jesus and thank him? When was the last time you praised him while still waiting for his help? Describe your favorite method of thanking Jesus. What are other ways that people show their gratitude for the Lord's help? What's the evidence that God truly appreciates this type of worship?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.